time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
More turmoil in the West Wing as Gary Cohn, Trump's senior economic advisor, resigns. CNN has the report.
Another day of chaos as the president's top economic advisor, Gary Cohn, is resigning. He is leaving the White House, apparently, according to our sources talking to us here at CNN, apparently upset about President Trump's plans to slap tariffs even on some U.S. Trading partners and allies. The president talked about this potential for a trade war earlier today. Here's what some of what the president had to say.
And one of the reasons I was elected is I'm protecting our workers, I'm protecting our companies, and I'm not going to let that happen. So we're doing tariffs on steel. We cannot lose our steel industry. It's a fraction of what it once was. And we can't lose our aluminum industry. You know, when we're behind on every single country, trade wars aren't so bad.
Now, ever since the president announced the plan for these tariffs last week, Gary Cohn has been working behind the scenes to try to change the president's mind. He has been working essentially alongside other top Republicans on Capitol Hill, like House Speaker Paul Ryan, who have been essentially pleading with the president to change his mind on all of this.
At a press conference with Sweden's prime minister on Tuesday, Trump was asked about staffing changes and if he wants to replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
That you would like to see some change in the people around you. Does that include your Attorney General Jeff Sessions or either of your cabinet secretaries?
No, I don't really talk about that. I just said that the White House has tremendous energy. It has tremendous spirit. It is a great place to be working. Many, many people want every single job. You know, I read where, maybe people don't want to work for Trump. But believe me, everybody wants to work in the White House. They all want a piece of that Oval Office. They want a piece of the West Wing. And not only in terms of it looks great on their resume, it's just a great place to work. It's got tremendous energy. It's tough. I like conflict. I like having two people with different points of view, and I certainly have that. And then I make a decision. But I like watching it. I like seeing it. And I think it's the best way to go. I like different points of view. But the White House has a tremendous energy, and we have tremendous talent. Yeah, there'll be people, I'm not going to be specific, but there'll be people that change. They always change. Sometimes they want to go out and do something else, but they all want to be in the White House. So many people want to come in. I have a choice of anybody. I could take any position in the White House, and I'll have a choice of the 10 top people having to do with that position. Everybody wants to be there. And they love this White House because we have energy like rarely before.
And he took credit for North Korea's seeming about-face on their willingness to open talks.
Do you believe that North Korea's recent willingness to talk is sincere, or is it an effort to buy time for their nuclear program? And to what do you owe this recent openness to talk?
Me? No. I think that nobody got that.
Amazing. In a story that would be much bigger news in any other administration, Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels, an adult film star who claims she had an affair with Donald Trump, is now suing the president.
Porn star Stormy Daniels suing President Trump, seeking to invalidate the non-disclosure agreement she signed just days before the 2016 election, preventing her from talking about their alleged sexual encounter. The lawsuit argues the agreement is null and void because it was not signed by Mr. Trump. Daniels' lawyer says Mr. Trump purposely did not sign the agreement so he could later, if need be, publicly disavow any knowledge of the contract and Daniels. According to the complaint, Daniels had an intimate relationship with Mr. Trump that began in the summer of 2006 and continued well into 2007. The adult film star and director, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, considered sharing her story in 2016 after the Access Hollywood tape surfaced. The complaint alleges Trump's longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, intervened, paying Daniels $130,000. Daniels says Mr. Trump knew about the payment, which she calls hush money. Last week, Cohen admitted to paying Daniels, but insisted that neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was party to the transaction with Ms. Clifford, and neither reimbursed me for the payment, either directly or indirectly. The lawsuit says Cohen has continued to intimidate Ms. Clifford into silence and shut her up in order to protect Mr. Trump, even as recently as February 27th, when Cohen filed a bogus arbitration against Daniels without giving her notice of the proceeding and basic due process. In the lawsuit, Daniels also alleges Cohen coerced her into signing this statement in January, which states that reports of her relationship with Mr. Trump were false. Now, there are lots of details, of course, in this lawsuit, one of which is pretty stark and pretty telling. It says that if she or he breaks the agreement, that there is a $1 million penalty for each breach of the agreement. That would explain a lot as to why neither person would be talking. But now it's all laid out in that lawsuit. And what's important here, I think we need to mention, is that if the allegations are true, this is definitely a violation of the federal election laws.
Only in America. I got the good. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.